Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be discussing a very interesting Gemara that says that if the Edom Zomim didn't kill, they are killed. But if they did kill, then they're not killed. That seems counterintuitive. This shir should be a schus for Rav Baruch ben Rezel and for Pesach ben Rina Liza and for Dvor David ben Sarah. So we know the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, Lo Hargu Ne'eragin, Hargu Lei Ne'eragin. If they didn't kill these Edom, who became Edom Zomimin, people said Imanu Yisim Makom Ploni, so they didn't carry out the punishment, then they're killed. But if they did carry it out, they're not killed. So what's the reason for this? So numerous reasons are offered by the Mefarshim. The Rambam says, famously, that if he's not killed, so if, let's say Reuven, they said Reuven killed Shimon, and we didn't touch Reuven. So then you go to the Edom Zomim, you said, you guys tried to kill Reuven. Reuven was innocent, the Raya was innocent, is that we have Edom Zomim who say that Imanu Yisim Mokom Ploni, you couldn't have said it, and we didn't carry out the punishment on Reuven. So now you're going to get punished instead, V'sisim lo kasher zomam. But if it's kasher asa, if they already did it, then what do we say? We say that it must be from God that Reuven must have done something else to deserve to be killed. Otherwise God wouldn't allow him to be killed. He wouldn't allow him to be killed because he wouldn't allow an innocent person to be killed. And also he wouldn't allow the basin to kill innocently. God's with the basin. God won't allow him to spill blood innocently. So from the fact that Reuven was killed, it must be Reuven is guilty. And the Mele, we don't touch the Edom Zomim. Reuven Abachai brings the Ramban and he says, I don't get it. Even if he was guilty otherwise, but these Edom Zomim still deserve it. They tried to kill him for something that he didn't do. So he suggests either that we can't kill them because we don't have a pasuk. We have kasher zama. If they tried to do it, they get it. But not kasher us, and not if they already did it. Since we don't have a pasuk to kill, if hargu, they already killed. So memeila, ain't eragin, we only have a pasuk for lo hargu. We don't have a pasuk, a pasuk teretz. Then he brings the name of the re. Different teretz. That if they didn't kill, then you have three against two. You have the two Edim HaMezimim, those who say that the other people are Edim Zomim, and you have the Baal Din, who also says he's innocent. And that beats the Edim HaMuzamim, the Edim Zomimim, two. So three against two, you go with the three. Three people say he's innocent, the two Edim HaMezimim and the Ed HaMuzam, and the Baal Din, excuse me. And two people say he's guilty. The two Edom Zomim, three against two, you kill them. And the Gilyan of Reuven B'chai, he doesn't understand. He says, what do you mean? You want to play the numbers game and say that they're more Mezimim than they were Muzamim? No, even if the Muzamim are 100 and the Mezimim are 2, you still go with the Mezimim. Because that's the way it works. Two beats out, once you're above two and higher, it doesn't matter how many you have. The Edom Zomim are Edom Zomim. As long as you have two people making them Edom Zomim, they're Edom Zomim. Ein ma la'asot. It's Gzeiras HaKosov. It's the way it is. So what are you saying? It's three against two. It doesn't help us. That's three against two. Because even if it was two against 100, you still go with the two. So the answer is, Rav Nosson Gishtetner says in his Nosson Pirio, he summarizes all these terutzim and he has haaretz on them. So he explains beautifully that it's not what Rabbeinu B'chaya means. Rabbeinu B'chaya means is not that it's three against two, that there are more Edom HaMezim than Muzamim, but that the two have with them the Baal Din, and the Baal Din gives them the extra power. It's not just pshat that they're three. Pshat is the two with the Baal Din. Once the Baal Din is dead, if they already hargu, they already killed him, then they don't have him on their side. But as long as they have the Baal Din on their side, that's why they overcome the Edom HaMuzamim. So when it comes to Edus Trei Kemeya, that's true. But in this instance, we have, together with the Edus, we have the Baal Din, and he's Mata the Kaf. Only in Edus we say Trei Kemeya. But not when the Baal Din is involved. But Lemaisa, Kash and his Teretz is, so and even if Baal Din's not Neman himself, but he's mitzarif to the Mezimin. But the kasha is that Let's say the Baal Din admits that he did it. So you have two Mezimin, two Muzamin. Two people say he did it. Two people say you can't say he did it, you might assume Makom Ploni, and he admits that he did it. You still kill the Muzamin, even though it's three people say he didn't do it, and one of them is the Baal Din. So Rabbeinu Bachai is assuming that the Baal Din's on the side of the Mezimin, and therefore you go with the Mezimin. No, but even if it's side of the Muzamin, you still go with the Mezimin. So that's Shver. Kesef Mishnah gives another teretz. Kesef Mishnah says that if Hargu ain't Rogan, because it's not enough to kill them. If Lo Hargu, that the punishment suffices. But if Hargu, then ain't Rogan, because that punishment doesn't suffice. The punishment of just killing him doesn't suffice. God did give him a worse punishment. Similar says the Divrei David, Ala Torah, that it's a kapara to be killed. But if they actually are killed, then it's not enough of a kapara. Shur writes this, Rivala Tor writes this, Miri and Arsuga and Armasechta and Tafez on the base, that it's just not enough of it, the kapara doesn't suffice if Hargu. And this would explain beautifully the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Velav Kalvachomer, it's a Kalvachomer. When they didn't kill, they get killed. Certainly, if they did kill, they get killed. And the Gemara answers, no, I don't Shemin Adin. You don't punish from a Kalvachomer. Chora, according to what Rabbeinu Bachai said, according to what Ramban said, we have a svara, the dafka, if they didn't kill, then they should get killed, but if they did kill, then they shouldn't get killed. Right, the Ramban svara was that, you see from Shemayim, that if he didn't get killed, he was really innocent, so you kill the Edom Zomim. But if he did get killed, that he was guilty. That's why you don't kill the Edom Zomim. Rabbeinu Bachai says the svara, it's the 3 against 2. That's only if he's alive, but not if he's not alive. So then what's the Kalvachomer? What's the Kalvachomer that if Hargu is certainly Nairagin? Lo Hargu Nairagin, certainly if Hargu Nairagin. No Kalvachomer. So we have a Svar. But according to what we're saying now, it's Gevaldik. So Marisha says in Sanhedrin, why ain't on Shimon Adin? Because it's not enough. In other words, you can't give an onish from Al's Kalvachomer, because maybe what we know that the person gets an onish for there, that onish suffices. But if it's a Kalvachomer, if he did something worse, then you can't give an onish, because that onish doesn't suffice. So you're saying, worse is ain't onish min adin. That for just killing, for just intending to kill, then being killed is enough. That's the Gemara's teretz, ain't onish min adin. But for, logically, they should get killed, but it's not enough. It's not enough. If they actually killed, then the onish mis is not enough. And therefore, ain't onish min adin. You can't use this Kalvachomer. That they should certainly get punished, because maybe it doesn't suffice. Maybe this punishment of being killed doesn't suffice. Benavatim Bartanura says it's Laz. His territory is that you're mostly Laz on the if it doesn't look good for the Beis Din. You see a guy's killed. And then the Beis Din is this guy killed, and then you kill the Edom who said that he killed, who incriminated him. Doesn't look good for the Beis Din. And maybe this explains Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says that this din only applies to Ariga, but by Malkus and Tashlum, and even if they already carried it out, then you still give it to the Edom Zomim. The reason would be because not such Hotzos last. They already gave Malkus, they already were Machayev Tashlum. But it is no rough. They killed somebody, and therefore for Hotzos last, you don't kill the Edom Zomim because it doesn't look good for the Beis Din. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal HaKadosh, is very marich in this inyan. So he brings the Ramban, and he says, Kasha on the Ramban that we mentioned earlier. He writes, "Ein davar zeh tam lismoch al davar zeh. Shloya neragai de bezin vloya chayv makom acher." Can't say that he wouldn't have been able. He wouldn't have if he was killed. It must be that he was guilty otherwise. Why? The b'chol makom omer nadav elamashena bros for kol atol tzaber eidim. Umayasu bezin. No bezin ain lem elamashena bros. And this guy went ahead. These eidim went ahead and they incriminated this person. This is what they see. They were false. They should be killed. So Beidim Zom, it says you should remove the evil from your midst. Perish davar shuhu ra. V'amachshav shalad ameno davar kaim shayom yachshav al davar miyad yasser machshavto mimenu. So Yatara Mikirbecha is they have to remove something ra. A machshava isn't a davar kayim. Today he thinks this, and then he thinks something else. Ulefikach, Edim Zomen she'enam osim ma'isa biyadeim. These Edim Zomen, they didn't do a ma'isa. V'ra ma'ashasu ma'shechoshu ma'chshavtam ra. They just had a bad thought. They wanted to incriminate this innocent person. V'kasavomer kasher zomen kolom b'shvil shechoshav lo'hamisosa. L'kach einam ne'arogim aleim dain b'machshavta. They thought to kill him. They're killed because it's in their thought. She'mevakshim la'arog. They intend to kill. Avalim kolsa ma'chshava. If the machshava finished, why did the machshava finish? Shenigmar ha'maisa, because they did a maisa. Shesar mehamozim machshava shem loytachem bezeh uviyar tahara. It's not around anymore because it's not around anymore. Bishleim agabe maisa d'mshosa. In other words, if they thought it, just thought it, then you have to remove that ra. But if there was nigmar b'maisa, so then there's no ra to get rid of anymore because the machshava is finished. So bishleim agabe maisa shadam osabia dayim kevin shosabia dayim ha'maisa yesh lo kiyum lo. So if they did be a daim a maisa, then you get them on the maisa. But these eidim zomen, they didn't do be a daim a maisa, they just had a machshava. So you have to get rid of this machshava. But once Beis Din carries out the punishment, so then the machshava is over. So there's no ra to get rid of anymore. V'divrei Rav Alphas Timsa Mefurish Ki Edim Zomen Lav Maisa Nechshav. V'davar Sheino Maisa Chomer Kodem Shenigmar Menachar Shenigmar. If it's not a Maisa, it's worse before than after, because before it's still in the world of machshava, you have to get rid of this machshava, but afterwards the machshava is already over. So that's a very deep teretz that requires a lot more understanding and explanation. And this would explain the Rambam, that it only applies to Hargu, and it doesn't apply to Misa and Malkus, because we're dealing here with Uviyarta Rami Kirbecha. There's no din over Biarta Rami Kirbecha by Malkus and Tashlumin. Only by Biur Harame Olam. Only when you're getting rid of it from the world is it in, but not by Malkus and in other words, problem is that you have to be Mekayim or Biarta Rami Kirbecha. And when are you Mekayim or Biarta Rami Kirbecha? When it's in their machshava, you have to get rid of this machshava ra. So that's only for killing. For killing, it's a biur hara, but not when it is just for malchus and for mammon. So this special din of Edim Zomamin doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon, because you do din Hazama even though Amaisa was already done. Why? Because the Pasuk says Ubiarta Rami Kirbecha, and that Ubiarta Hara is only in the realm of Misa. But Ubiarta Hara doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon, and therefore this din of if they already did it, kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa, doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon. And that also requires iyun. The Maharal gives the ikar tam. He says, "Aval ikar tam u'inyan nifla yesh lecha lahavin milas kasher zaman ba'atzmo de machshava shu chashav la'asas la'acher yefech alav achayav misa ki masher atza la'asas la'acher osa machshava hafuch alav." The whole word is that the machshava has to go back on him. But if they already carried it out, the machshava can't go back on him. When you think bad, it goes back on you. Like we find by Haman, he had this bad machshava, and it went back on him. V'amar kasev gabei haman yashuv machshavto arasha chashav liyehudim al rosha v'selu osa avana v'aleitz. So it's all in his bad machshava. So the machshava goes back. But when it comes to ma'isa, the ma'isa doesn't go back on you. And therefore, kasher as, the kasher zamam, v'lo kasher as, only the machshava goes back on you, but not the ma'isa. And the maral is ma'arech in this nekuda. Because when the ma'isa is nigmar, it can't go back on you. Only machshava can go back. Lefisha kasha yachshuv rav u'shelo kedin u'osa roshem ba'atzma. Moshel l'sfina shal yom v'yiratzta b'koach neged hashenis shekenegda l'tova. Im osa chazaka harei u'tova asis atzma mikoach osa maka shu maka ba'acher. Figach ha'machshava shu rotza l'asa shelo kedin mishapich olav. V'zen yiniflam mavens. He says, if you really understand Kabbalah, you understand that when you have this bad machshava, it has to go back on you. It's like if one ship hits another ship, because of the strong maka, the ship that hits the other ship can get drowned. So this guy has this bad machshava, so he gets hit. Kasher zaman lo nigra machshava roishi is happy chalav shkena mida nosein. That's what it means. Choshed b'ksherim loka begufo. He was choshed kalokedin. He had a machshava kalokedin, shalokedin. So he gets it on his goof. And that's why it says, "Klalam rolam min luta v'lo say laita." She yoster tov dios makula me'asher yemakala cherim. Better be cursed than curse others. Ki makula b'avruk shilo kedino se ena klal tovu alav. If a person's cursed unjustifiably, the klal is not going to come on him. Avala makalul shilo kedin hare osa klala ba'atzma tachzer v'tovu alav. So then that klal is going to go back on him if he's makalul shilo kedin. Then he gives an example: somebody throws an evan, b'davar kasha, and doesn't enter into that thing, so it's going to go back on him. But when it comes to mice, he says the mice is nigmar. He's marich in this in the Be'er Gola, Paschalas HaBe'er HaSheni. So this is something that we just gave you a little taste of it, but this is a very interesting idea. It's also hard to understand. So once you did a mice, you know, like imagine somebody throws the pitcher, throws the ball really hard. So the harder he throws it, the harder it's going to come back at him, right? That's the machshav. Why doesn't that apply to mice also? He says, no. By mice, it's already nigmar. It's already a done deal. Mice was already finished. Once a mice is done, it can't go back on you. But a machshava, which I guess is still in the realm of the abstract, so this person has this negative machshava, it hasn't been brought to potential yet, so for this bad machshava, it's going to go back on him, it's going to be brought to potential on him, on the person with the bad machshava. But the mice, once it's carried out, so the potential was already actualized, so it can't go back on him. Okay, so these are a number of terutzim to this interesting Gemara, and we should be zocha lilmo du lami lishma v'lasi l'kam 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 v'l